My guest on tonight's Notably Texan feature interview records under the moniker of Gaston Light, and the man behind the band name is a Texas singer, songwriter, and guitarist, and he joins me tonight on the program. It's great to meet you, Jason Corcoran, man. How's it going?
Very well, very well.
I appreciate you coming all the way out to Commerce tonight, man.
It feels good to be here. I haven't been out here before, ever. Close to it, but never Commerce itself.
I understand. We're a little bit off the beaten path. Yeah, exactly.
Education drive. I did not go to college.
Hopefully you're enjoying a little bit of the fresh air out here. I know that you're used to the Dallas-Fort Worth scene over there. We're going to get into your bio here in just a second. I want to remind listeners that Gaston Light's debut album, Peel, came out in 2011 on Idol Records, and Jason is kicking off a solo tour Friday night in Commerce at College Corner Cafe. Well, like I said, Jason, let's learn a little bit about your origin and background. I think you grew up in the DFW area, right?
I grew up originally in Fort Worth. Moved to Dallas, kind of did my high school days in Dallas, and then when I was 18, made the move to L.A.
Right,
then
yes.
Swung back.
You're back where you belong
back
now.
Where I belong, and to be honest, oddly enough, the record really was about that, you know, home and whatnot, and the last song, as a matter of fact, is like, "I'll wait for you, please wait for me." It was actually a letter to my hometown.
Oh, nice.
And then I had no plans to go back home and release this record, but that's how it worked.
Well, we're very glad that it did. Otherwise, I'd have to leave you to some, you know, other Notably shows.
So. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Notably.
What are some of your earliest memories of music?
Well, do I go the honest route or the cool route? No, I mean, the ones that mattered, I guess, are Springsteen. My dad was a big Springsteen fan, so The Boss was constantly in rotation. I think at the time, some concert from New York City on HBO was on there. And that was literally on repeat in our house. And then The Rising came out, so that. And then, but the big one is my dad is a hardcore Tom Waits fan.
Okay.
And I woke up to Big in Japan off of Mule Variations every morning in my house. Just boom. Ka, ka. Ka, ka. I got the style.
That's some pretty unusual music.
There. Yes, for a 12-year-old, it was kind of probably weird, but it was a good weird for me, I guess.
Sure. Did you play any instruments in your wee years?
No. As a matter of fact, no. I still can't play.
Well, that's a shame.
I mean, yeah, and no one in my family, nothing, and it wasn't forced upon me. I had a friend who had a guitar, and he taught me how to play, you know, like D, C, and G.
Uh-huh.
And rather than, like, going and learning, like, all my, like, favorite band songs, I just started writing my own right away.
Oh, nice.
Just very quickly, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I can write my own. So I kind of learned that way, which I was just reading actually an article by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco where he was saying that that's how he learned as well. It's like, I didn't set out to learn other people's things. It's like, it just kind of happened.
Sure.
You know?
Well, from what you just described, from the eclectic nature of your album, you obviously enjoy a lot of different styles of music. When you're not making music, you like to listen to a wild variety of things, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is... To me, it's all rock and roll in terms of genres. Like,
yeah.
I was just telling someone that as far as folk music, like the torch being passed, I see the torch being passed more so to like the hip hop community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I really do love all different types of music, and I listen to some very interesting things and then very boring things to probably the other person. I don't know.
Well, that's good. No, I certainly appreciate that.
I got a orchestra, a guy's idea in his head of what the Titanic sinking was like with an orchestra in his head.
Wow.
So
interesting.
I was listening to that for 3 hours. Yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's sometimes those orchestral movements do take 3 hours to listen to. So I understand. Well, we appreciate that eclectic nature here on this program because we're all over the board, of course, as long as it's by Texas artists. Now, I believe it was by the age of about 13, I think you had some serious aspirations to start making music professionally. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say by 13, I was pretty certain I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I didn't think it was going to happen. I wish I knew, I was like, it probably won't happen, but to be honest, I also just, like, I knew it would. Like, I was like, just keep going, keep going mentality, and so I got really lucky in that respect of such a young age and knowing what I wanted to do. And I think family members and friends, you know, just thought, like, whatever.
Right.
It's a hobby. And then, like, when I didn't go to college and went to L.A. and all that, they were like, oh, shoot, he's actually... I caught myself. They were like, oh, man, he's actually, like, trying to do this. Like, this is horrible. Like, and then, you know, it... Here I am, and
well, that's great.
I'm
man.
Filthy rich.
I guess
filthy, filthy.
I know. I meant to tell you, you were dropping money out just as you were coming in the door.
It's
here.
Insane.
So we'll sweep that up for you before you leave, man. Don't want to get too deep or anything here. I don't want to have to pull out the couch for a psychological session or anything.
Please
but,
do.
But I understand that
I don't get them for free.
Well, all right. We'll send you a bill. Okay. I understand that you kind of went through some rough seas several years ago around the age of 18. Is that something you'd like to talk about?
Sure. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I do not deter away from it. Just addiction issues, especially with certain substances, and just also dealing just with panic attacks really badly.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of self-medicating essentially, and that's quite a time. A lot of self-reflection and a lot of like, not necessarily sitting on a couch with someone and talking
sure.
about it, but a lot of just going, you know what. It forces you to look at everything while your body is physically reacting, you know, and just, I don't know, it just brought out, I guess, a side in my songwriting. It really went into
right.
very, like, wanting to know, like, what is triggering these emotions inside me and yada, yada. And it's all connected.
I understand. Well, I appreciate you opening up on that.
Addiction, I my heart, you know, really, it's a tough thing, you know, addiction is, so.
You're, of course, recovering at this point still. So.
Yeah, doing well.
That's great, man. Well,
feeling good.
Good for you on that, man. And I think it was around that time, about when you were 18 or so, that was, I think, when you decided to pack up and move to L.A., which you already mentioned earlier. But talk about that experience.
The move to L.A., yeah, I got to L.A. I thought $1,400 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Leaving, going there at the time, and to find out an apartment in L.A. is not that cheap.
Oh,
and so
man.
I found one on Vermont Avenue across from the Dresden in Los Feliz. It depends how you say it.
Okay.
But it's East L.A., and I started doing a residency at the Dresden where Vince Vaughn and Swingers, that movie.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where it's famous from. It's like, man, let's go to the Dresden.
Right, that's right.
That's kind of the... Yeah, which there's actually a link there with the old 97s. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So some things started happening. There were a lot of, like, just idle moments in L.A., but still always writing. I mean, that's what L.A. really became is the time where I really focused and, like, honed in on the craft of songwriting. Like,
yes.
really, like, you know, like, enough of trying to get a record deal. Like, why don't you try and get really good at writing songs? And got in with some, like, some people just, you know, who were... doing well today, even out of the Laurel Canyon scene that's kind of happening.
Okay.
And that was very cool. And that camaraderie between musicians is something that I cherish so much and haven't seen quite as much coming back here to Dallas. To be honest, that's fine. I mean, I'm sure it exists. I just haven't met the right people.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? L.A., of course, of all the cities where you think it's just like, that, you know, the just sharks accidentally caught up in the river, you know,
yeah.
like, it, but no, there's like these people, they really, because they're all there and they're all serious about it. Because if you make that move to L.A., you really were serious about
that's
it.
That's true.
And we all are waiters. I was a waiter at a Holiday Inn.
Right.
Right next to the Hollywood Bowl.
It comes with the territory, I think. Now, I mean, did these guys, they give you a hard time about your Texas roots? I mean, did they assume that you're, oh, joke no. that you were a hick or something like that?
Number one, no. Like, what's funny is that all the people that I played with, I don't know, like Jonathan Wilson, some people like that, and some of the Dawes crew and whatnot, they all write music very similar to mine that is more rooted from Texas,
really?
Where they live in, but they live in California,
yeah.
and they're writing these songs that kind of have some undertones of country
interesting
music, and they're, to me, I was even more legit.
That's true, you had some insight
I
there.
Said y'all.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Well, we're talking to Jason Corcoran of Gaston Light tonight on Notably Text, and I want to spin one of the tracks from your release now so folks can get a little bit of a flavor, and you cannot encapsulate Gaston Light's music into just one tune, so stick around for plenty more examples, but I wanted to play In a Casket, which seems to mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it kind of seems to mention your departure from home in Texas, is that right?
Yeah, it's literally it's the memory of the actual drive to L.A.
Gotcha.
Just kind of thoughts and everything.
Nice. Let's check it out right now. It's music.
It's a road tune. Put the windows down.
There you go. Crank it up and roll those windows down. This is Notably Texan music by Gaston Light on your station, 88.9 KETR. Jason Corcoran of Gaston Light is my guest tonight on Notably Tech, and you're listening to 88.9 KETR. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, your departure to L.A. I think it was in California that you put together the musicians and artists that accompany you on this album, Peel. And your album is near impossible to categorize into merely one genre, which is fine with me. That's not a critique in any way. We love that here on Notably Tech. And did that make it more difficult to find the right players for the sound you wanted to create, to find people that, you know, had eclectic tastes like yours?
You probably have to ask them, play it this way. I had a pretty good idea in my head of what I wanted it to sound like. And, I knew every player that was brought in was capable of playing anything.
Sure.
I mean, really, truly, I mean, everyone that played on the record, if you look at the credits, all incredible and well-credentialed players. Mm-hmm. I trusted them, and that's a huge part of it, is I trusted them. And they like the biggest thing with that stuff, when you get session guys necessarily, uh-huh, not a band, is they like the tunes. Like, they were excited about the project. I obviously hated the project.
Right.
And, you know, so they got me gung-ho about the record again. I'm kidding, but it was great. It was awesome.
That's wonderful, man.
In Venice, just in a little tiny room about the size of studio we're in right now, and it was awesome.
And you recorded that, and I think in just a couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say we did pre-production is where I would say, like, the work took place.
Yeah.
The actual, hey, we have to spend money aspect of it was like, we need to do this really quick.
Sure, I get that.
So, and you know what it did is it made you had to be on top of your game, you know. You had to, you know, be able to play well.
Exactly.
And know how to sing your parts well.
And I think you used, like, some first takes on this, didn't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some song, I think In a Casket, I'm just singing with the band. Yeah.
Really?
Live, yeah.
Wow, that's a rarity these days. It's such an overdubbed and multi-tracked world, yeah. You know?
Shoot, most of it starts with, like, just a drum beat, even, yeah, literally, and just, you know, playing the measures. But, no, I don't take pride in it, actually. You know, I embrace, like, it's 2012. I don't feel weird now. Like, I was telling someone about songwriting stuff. Like, it wouldn't be weird if I said cell phone in a song today. Or, like, on the record, I say, like, stare at my laptop on a song. You know, those are images that we see every day today.
That's true.
And I don't know why I'm bringing that up. Well, I'm a little scatterbrained at times.
No problem.
Maybe that's why I'm a music. I meant to make a rap album, and this is what happened.
Well, man, I can't wait to see what happens when you go for that classical release then. Well, there's something for everyone on your album, Peel, and I want to play a couple more examples of your range. I made these selections, Radio King and Xanax Blues. Anything you want to tell us about these tunes before we spin them?
I was given a great compliment by a friend who, he's in a band called Romany Rye, and he called it a barn burner, Radio King.
Nice.
So I'll take that compliment. I like that. And I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say I was listening to a lot of Neil Young.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And what about the second selection?
Xanax Blues, obviously, there's a direct dunk, dunk, dunk. When you hear the train beat, and it's called Xanax Blues, you might know who I'm referring to. He wears black a lot, and,
okay,
well, he did.
Right, gotcha. Well, let's check out these two selections from the album Peel by Gaston Light. Stick around. More coming up with Jason after the music. This is 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan.
Radio King carrying the torch. The rebel flag still hangs on your porch. Radio's on, is it your heritage it represents? Or are you burning another bridge? Radio King, Radio King. still waves on your porch. Radio's on, is it your heritage it represents? Or are you burning another bridge? Radio King, Radio King. I hear crying, tears in their eyes. Since you're thinking that they should live by, put a man down for one of your lives. Hurt this land that you say that you love more than me, more than him. Oh, him. Oh,
this is Jason Corcoran of Gas and Light on 88.9 KETR.
Blood gallops in my veins as fall stands up. Limbs, they wither like the buds on a tulip. But I just drink that same poison cup. Shake hands and I say, shut, shut, shut. Every evening is the same in the churches of my
We're back with Jason of Gaston Light. You're listening to the Notably Texan feature interview on 88.9 KETR. You've got a very mature nature to your music and lyrics, Jason, a maturity far beyond your years, and don't take that as a slight in any way. You're just a young lad. I'm getting up there, man. So you're 23 now, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
Please take that as a compliment. Do you ever feel like an old soul trapped in a young body?
I am going gray, for real. Okay. For real. It's funny you bring that up. That's a weird topic because it's like, does the content within your songs hold much weight? Like, how many, you don't have much life experience, man. It's like, I could sit here and tell you, yeah, I do, like this, this, and that, and this, and that. And it is pretty endless. I'll give you this much. Anything that's written happened, essentially. Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And except, yeah, there's a murder ballad on there. I did not kill anyone. Right.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't want the authorities to use that as evidence or anything. So, well, on this CD Peel, I believe you were kind of trying to channel the vibe of old AM radio, the diverse types of music that you would hear on that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of envisioned it as this, just this record that there to me, there's, you hear it's a folk record or it's a blah, blah, blah record. Or it, I guess it does have to be categorized at some point, you know. I don't call that lazy journalism or anything. It just is what it is. There's no reason the Beatles couldn't have sung right next to Lou Reed.
Right.
You know, why not? It's all rock and roll. Like, it's just rock and roll to me.
Absolutely.
It's American rock and roll, and that's all it is. Like soul music, just all of it, gospel, you know, it's all the same.
Genres kind of get in the way, and it's a kind of a requirement, I guess, by the record companies, you know, because they've got to market their stuff.
And you know, if people ask me, like, what is it, I really comfortably can say it's American rock and roll.
I like that.
It's it's roots American, you know, that Americana thing gets right, like someone saying basically, you know, like, basically, we're alt country, except a little less pedal steel or something. You know what I mean? Like, So I try, like, I really do stick to, like, and like you said, it is so, there's a song on there called Crown. There's nothing country about it, you know. And there's a song I left off it that actually I'll drop, we'll be releasing as a B-side that, you know, sounds like the Stones, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, it's all the same.
Well, hey,
it's an emotional reaction for me. It doesn't need to sound country to me.
Sure.
You know.
No, I dig it. This is a great release for us to have here on Notably Texan. Because of the diverse nature of the music that we play, I could easily just play a bunch of cuts from your album and it would literally mix it up, you know? I mean,
that's awesome.
There's something for everybody, as I said.
That was
this.
The idea.
well,
and the problem was, is can it be cohesive? And I personally feel like we did prove that it can be cohesive and that it is all just, it's all the same. It's all in there.
It's nice. I think this is a bit of music education for folks when they listen to the album that, you know, you don't have to tie yourself down to just saying, hey, I only like this kind of music. I hate that kind of music, you know? Good music is good music.
Good music is good music. Seriously, put on anything, any type of genre, try and get me to hate something, you know? And I do hate things. There's certain stuff I don't like. Like I said, it's that emotional, you know, there might be a song by a hip-hop artist, whether lyrically he's talking about a subject that I totally relate to.
And, yeah.
You know, that's where my reaction is, not because it's a certain genre.
Sure, sure. Well, let's spin a couple of eclectic examples of your recordings now and kind of show off a little bit of the range on the album. And you actually just mentioned one of these tunes. I want to play Kiss the Hive and Crown. Now, you alluded to Crown a little bit. Kiss the Hive, It's kind of an interesting tune. I never feel that comfortable asking an artist to just say, tell me everything about what this song is about. What can you tell me about that one?
You're like, Kiss the Hive. Well, number one, I was listening to the Four Tops quite a bit at the time.
Okay.
Just soul music in general, and I was really getting into the whole Motown thing. Yeah, so I went for it. I wrote it, and then I wrote the lyrics, and I showed it to my friend Nate, who ended up producing the record. And what I can tell you about the song is that to kiss a beehive is probably not a smart idea, but in this song, I'm trying to kiss a beehive.
Okay.
Metaphor.
Of course, no, right.
It's like I was going for the honey. I knew it, too.
Understood. Yeah, there are no scars or anything on his face from a bee attack, so
no.
Don't try that at home, kids.
That's from all the fans outside.
Oh, okay. Outside yes, the window. I know.
It's crazy here.
There's a mob out there.
I know. Jeez. Paparazzi.
Well, like I said, I think these two songs are going to give a really good example of the range on this album, Peel, by Gaston Light. Let's check out Kiss the Hive and Crown, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Jason Corcoran of Gaston Light on 88.9 KETR. This is the Notably Texan feature interview.
Texas fried music, smothered with gravy on Notably Texan.
Phantom queen in a calico gown, charcoal eyes, a letterhead crown, wandering round from town to town, paper on her trail, southern belle on the gold. Side town, a Raleigh ghost. Old friends are highway hymns, won't never bring her home. The lies I've lived won't never forgive myself for being afraid.
myself for being afraid of who
That was Crown and Kiss the Hive, two cuts from the album Peel by Gaston Light. And the mastermind behind Gaston Light, Jason Corcoran, is my guest tonight on Notably Texan. He's a criminal mastermind, in fact. No, yes. Actually, he's not. But as far as I know, anyway,
don't,
folks.
Yeah, thank you. Keep it at that.
All right, very good.
That conversation earlier, let's not bring it up.
Okay, no problem. We'll edit that right out, man. I've got to ask about the band name. I'm sure you're probably sick of answering the question, but tell me about Gaston Light if you're not too burned out on explaining that.
I'm not, because I wish I had a better answer. I need to come up with one. I probably should sit and think about it more. No, I think it's been well documented throughout press and everything that Gaston Light essentially is me, I guess.
Sure.
You know, and similar to like Bright Eyes is Connor Oberst or something like that.
Yes.
Gaston Light, for two reasons in particular, and I've kind of explained it, is number one, I see a band name around a singer-songwriter, like Bon Iver, even.
Uh-huh.
That's not his name.
Right.
You know, like I did not know that actually. And it's like, what it does, what I've seen is it, it's a little more liberating for the artist. And it seems as though they don't get pigeonholed into that singer-songwriter thing.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, man, like, no, he's not allowed to. He's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
He's got his real name. That's on his driver's license. Like, he needs to stay in what he does. And I feel like you just get, when you're a band, bands can explore singer-songwriters. Man, write your sensitive songs. You know, like, it's like, no. I just see it as an outlet in that sense. Number two, the actual name stems from the fact I was living on Gaston Avenue.
Yes.
In East Dallas. I hadn't been home in like 4 years. And I guess a side note, Idol Records, record label that I'm on,
yes,
which is Irv Coyle's label. It's a great label. His home/office is on Gaston as well.
Okay.
And then the third thing is the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village, New York City, was, you know, a pretty hopping spot for the folk movement. You
gotcha.
Know, back
yeah.
then, Ramblin' Jack and Dylan and, you know, all those guys.
So you just did a little combination of some things that were important to you to make the moniker then.
I wish I could say it was that, like, cool. those were afterthoughts. Except
okay.
for the fact that I was living, I looked out my window and realized I was living. No, but what it was is, like, literally, because of the internet age that we're in, picking a band name is not easy. Like, you know, you got to Google a lot of different things. Irv was like, you know, we're going to do a band name. Like, because it was actually going to be Jason Scott, because that's my middle name.
Okay.
And we looked up Jason Scott in iTunes, and it's this Christian artist who has like 30 albums.
Oh, no.
And we were like, oh, no, this is not good.
Sure.
And Irv's like, okay, so why don't you, you know, maybe think of a band name? And I was like, I'll think of one by tonight. So I pulled out, like, you know, a bunch of different, like, books I like, you
yeah.
know, and I was like, I'll come up with some cool, like, combination of words.
Yes.
You know, I don't, yeah, like, Marshmallow Train or something. So, I don't know, but, yeah, and then, essentially, I really like what it ended up being, which, there was an array of hope at the moment, you know, being back in your hometown.
Sure.
And healthy and feeling good.
I dig it. You know, don't feel like I'm analyzing the name or anything. I think people are probably just going to wonder, you know.
Yeah, what's it's not this? A beer either.
Okay.
L-I-T-E.
Right.
Yeah, I know, which I'm thinking it's of branding.
Gaston Light, less calories.
Less calories, yes. More hops.
You know, for people that are they're watching the calories, I suggest Gaston Light. Well, I appreciate you explaining that, and I'm sure every interview asks you that.
I wonder what U2's answer is.
I know, no kidding.
I don't know why I just like U2 in particular. But
no, there's so many band names out there that people have no idea, and even, you know, the Wikipedia explanation is probably wrong for most of those out there. You never know.
I'm sure. No, I've heard the weirdest one. Like Uncle Tupelo, I know, was they had two columns, and they wrote down a ton of different words, and they just circled two different ones, and they were like, Uncle Tupelo, cool. And then, like, Wilco, coming out of that, was they saw it in the dictionary. And then later, what I just did, the afterthought, is Wilco means will comply.
Yes.
And he goes, you know, in an interview, he's like, which I think is very fitting because Wilco does not comply very often, you know. But it's funny how that happens, and I'll take what I can.
We're talking with Jason Corcoran of Gaston Light tonight on Notably Texan. And Jason, you're embarking on a solo tour right now, kind of heading out into the unknown, armed only with your guitar and your lyrics. You're a brave man. Is it fun to head out without a backing band and kind of just put solely yourself in the limelight?
For car rides, no.
Sure.
Car rides, no. This period of time in my life is just, you know, also just personally, it's a really fitting thing for me to do. I very much like, you know, it warns you on splendid isolation, you know,
yes.
Just kind of like, you know, it's good to be by yourself and just be with yourself sometimes. And there's nothing I like doing that, accompanying that with than playing music. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go tour the state that I grew up in and love, and just with a guitar in hand and a lot of songs in my head, and just play.
That's great, man. It's very brave of you. That sounds very daunting to me, so yeah. I salute you. You
know? Yeah. I have a friend who just got done in California doing a thing where you can't talk for a week. Like a monk or some.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh my, you beat me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I still get to play songs.
Well,
and
of course you do.
That's the fun part. I love playing music.
Well, we're honored to have the first show, I believe, of your tour right here in Commerce.
Yep.
Friday night at the College Corner Cafe.
And, come out.
I'm hoping that you'll make regular stops on tour here in the
absolutely.
Future.
Absolutely. No, I really will. And all y'all come out. It really will be a fun time. And I think Commerce is beautiful. Actually, we're going to go explore a little bit.
Excellent.
A little bit.
It's a new venue, College Corner Cafe. What might be for you, the listener, a new artist on your music radar. It's a great chance to catch Gaston Light performing live in Commerce. Are folks going to be able to hear some new material at this gig?
Yeah, absolutely. And do not be afraid to just challenge me with any request, a cover.
Okay.
I take pride in my songbook in my head.
Nice.
Just throw it at me.
What kind of other upcoming projects do you have in the hopper? I know you mentioned that you're going to release some of the, maybe some B-sides and stuff. What else is cooking, man?
Crown, a song that you just played.
Yes.
And there's that. And then there's a song called Truth, I Suppose, that was going to be on the record that was taken out at the last minute, just for cohesive reasons, actually.
Okay.
We were just listening to it for the first time. I hadn't heard it in probably a year. In the car right here. I wish I had put it on the album. And it's that with Crown, that song that didn't make it in Crown. We're going to do just a digital release.
Okay.
It'll be, you know, like iTunes, things like that, but
sure.
no hard copies. And I'm doing an EP in early summer, and then the second album follow-up will be early 2013.
Nice.
So I'm keeping busy, and a lot of just touring in between.
Yeah,
a lot of touring. And I will be in Commerce. I could probably say like at least every other month. I mean, I live in Dallas. You know,
exactly.
Dallas, it's like, why
it's right
not?
Around the corner, man.
I mean, really is.
It's where we're kind of a little bit off the interstate. So, you know, a lot of artists maybe don't think about a stop in Commerce, but it's a great opportunity out
I'll
here.
I'll recommend it to everyone.
Let's tell folks where they can find you online. I'm sure people would like to kind of delve into some information about you. Maybe they'd like to listen to some selections out there. Where can folks look you up on the interwebs?
Gastonlight.com is the easiest. Lays it out for you. The music's there. Tour dates, yada, yada. The
great.
Good old-fashioned website. But Facebook, it's a really great way of really just up to date knowing. I mean,
right.
Every minute of the day I post. So you'll know like when anything I'm doing. I'm cooking eggs. Like, you know. But no, I mean, it's facebook.com/GastonLightMusic.
Okay.
To be specific. And yeah, right there. Just type in Gastonlight in Google, too. If you're like me, I just go to Google and exactly. type in the band's name. Things will pop up.
Yes. And I don't think there are many other things that come up on the Gastonlight search. So I think.
No, there are not. Except for Gaston. Who has become my arch nemesis for real.
Your because, French arch nemesis?
Yes, my French arch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. French.
Oh, man.
Anyway, but Gaston, I guess, was this Disney composer for Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
And, like, he shows up on so much crap on Google. And I'm like, I'll be like, man, they're really, like, I have Google alerts on myself. I know.
Okay, yes. Sure.
My ego is like, let me see more press.
Keep anyway, getting alerts about Gaston.
Yeah, but I get Gaston quite a bit because I guess he just had kind of like a big little bit of a comeback.
Wow.
A little Gaston. And I'm trying. We did everything to avoid it. I couldn't use my real name.
Sure.
I couldn't use my middle name. So we went with Gaston Light. No, I'm dealing with Gaston.
Well, maybe you'll get the prestigious Gaston bump. You know, people that are looking for him
exactly.
and they come across you.
That's what I. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
You got to look at it positively.
I'm going to get the Disney crowd in real quick.
Oh man, that's too funny. Well, man, I'm a big fan of what you're doing, Jason.
Thank you very much.
I hope things really explode for you, man.
Thank
in
you
a good
very
way.
Much.
Not in a spontaneous combustion.
Oh, however it happens. It'll happen however it happens. But thanks for having me in, Matt. I really do. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Gaston Light performs Friday night at the College Corner Cafe in Commerce. My guest has been Jason Corcoran. Thanks a lot again for coming in, buddy.
Thank you.
Jason, I'm going to provide the soundtrack to your departure from the interview tonight with a couple of more cuts from the album Peel. Here's Close Your Good Eye, followed by Athens, Texas. Music by Gaston Light on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan.
Close your good eye, keep your bad eye too.
This is Jason Corcoran of Gas and Light on 88.9 KETR.
Your French tongue in a southern town, your scarlet lips and eyes of brown. I saw your silhouette in my gold headlights, flashed a drunken grin. Asked, do you wanna ride in my baby blue Ford? Neither of us spoke. On a long dirt road, dust clouds rose. I turned the radio up. You rolled the windows down. You said, where are we going? I only laughed out loud. A broken man with no one to talk to. A broken heart with my eyes fixed on you. Your pale throat, yell, get the fuck out. Leaning over your body as you lay on the ground, I whispered, everything's fine. As I pulled your hair, a silver blade sliced through the cold black air. Red ribbons of blood slowly float into the mud. Is your soft cry ceased? Well, I picked you up. I walked you into the woods where the pine sway, laid you in a pile of leaves and said, I'm sorry, babe. A broken man with no one to talk to. A broken heart with my eyes fixed on you. When
crown with thorns. My town had a funeral. The priest said a prayer. And while she was lowered, I just smiled and stared.
This feature interview on Notably Texan has been a production of your station, 88.9 KETR. We are listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas, and we simply can't do programs like Notably Texan, much less the special features such as tonight's, without your support. You don't have to hear commercials on KETR, and we hope that you'll take that into consideration whenever you enjoy a feature such as tonight's feature interview. Please go to our website, ketr.org, click on Support This Station, and do your part to ensure that the special features on Notably Texan keep coming with a donation in any amount. Find archived interviews, playlists, and much more at our website, ketr.org. Just mouse over Local Programs, click Notably Texan, and you're all set. I'm Matt Minke, your host and producer, saying thank you so much for listening.